Yeah, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sunday Central here on Sunday, the 4th of July. Matt Nevitt with you this morning. Looking forward to having your company right throughout the morning as we preview some big meetings right across the country. But we'll start at Warrnambool with Harry White, a terrific jumps program there, which kicks off at 11:40 this morning. So we'll get Harry's thoughts on the program at the Bull. He'll be along a little bit later as well to preview that Gundagai meeting, which has been moved to today. We'll get a tab update with Jared Daffy. There's plenty of sport going on right around the world at the moment. The Euros, Wimbledon, the football. We won't talk about the Demons. They were a bit disappointing yesterday. But we'll get all of the latest tab odds with Daff. We'll preview Sportsbet Pakenham a little bit later as well with Trav Noonan. And then it's a big form express, like I mentioned, those meetings at Gundagai, Grafton, Port Augusta on Cup Day, and previews at Charlton in the trots, and a preview of Sandown as well in the Greyhound world. And that's along with plenty of racing, which kicks off at around about 11 o'clock this morning. But first of all, we'll get stuck into this preview at Warrnambool, and Harry White joins me. Hello, Haz.
Good morning, Matty.
Did you have a successful day at Flemington yesterday?
It was indifferent, but I'm hoping today is a bit better. Look, it's a really good spectacle of the jumps racing. There's not a heap of value around, so I think if we're going to make some money, we might need to roll a couple of horses into each other throughout the day.
Okay, we'll get stuck into this preview. So, track conditions at Warrnambool today, as you would expect. It is a heavy 10. There's no surprises there. The penetrometer reads 7.22. The rail is out 4 metres the entire circuit. So that's the conditions they're playing on at Warrnambool this morning and this afternoon. Like I said, the first race is at 11:40 this morning, so about an hour and a half from now. We'll start in the first, Harry. That is a maiden over the 3,200 metres, and there's a short price favourite for Mar and Eustace, and they've got plenty of those today. Flick It Over is their runner in the first. That's the number one from Barrier 9. The 7, Sananica, is at $2.80. Flick It Over is at $2, sorry. Sananica is at $2.80. The 9, Z Star, is at $11. And then you're looking at $12 the rest. Just the one scratching here in the first. The 5 comes out. Harry, how do you see race 1?
I'm siding with the favourite, Flick It Over, because he clearly has some very nice flat form, but I can see it's a skinny price to be taking about a jumps debutant. Don't get me wrong, his jumps trials have been sound enough. I like that he'll be forward, respecting Mar and Eustace for preparing their horses well for jumps races as well. I just think maybe for betting propositions, there's better horses to bet into on the card, but I think the one is the one to beat. Number 2, He's All White, at a price I'm not willing to drop off yet. He did a few things wrong last time out. Jumped the third obstacle badly, knuckled, but he's placed in 3 of 5 over the jump, so has the benefit of having race day experience over the obstacles. St. Arnica, I like Flick It Over. He's debuting over the jumps. I just wouldn't want to see him get a mile back in the run, and then we go out to Wristband. I've got in his next best. We'll go 1, 2, 7, 8.
1, 2, 7, and 8 to kick off proceedings at the Bull this morning. The second event is also over the 3,200. It's also a maiden. The favourite is the 5, Norway, at $1.75 once again for Mar and Eustace. The 2, Distress Signal, is at $4.40. The 1, Caliburn, for Simon Wild, is at $8. And so too is the 4, Just Rolling, at $8. Just the one scratching again. You can take out the number 11, Has.
Matty, if Norway proves to be a ready-made jumper, which his recent trial would suggest, then I expect him to probably justify his short quote. Flat form is just leaps and bounds better than rivals. He'll be forward in the run. As I say, there's no price about him. But he looks the one, and one that I'd be rolling into and all up with something else. Number 1, Caliburn, was only nailed late in the run after an improved showing on the back of a disappointing effort 2 back at Track and Trip. He'll be forward again. Just don't want to see him race too keenly. Distress Signal, likely to get back and be finishing off much like last start. He's in the mix. And I thought number 3, Ilya, might run well at a price last start. That proved to be the case. He can go well again and again at a nice enough price. Chuck him in your exotics if you're playing that way. 5, 1, 2, 3.
5, 1, 2, and 3 for Harry in the second. Race number 3 is a hurdle over the 3,200 metres. Take out numbers 3 and 5 here. Just the 5 runners going around in the third. The favourite is the 2, Will John, at $1.55. The 1, Home by Midnight, for Paddy Payne, is at $2.80. The 4, Karakaram, is at $10. And then you're looking at $14 for the other runners in the field. Harry, Will John, he was impressive on his jumping debut, and then he backed it up with a win on the flat. Can he go 3 from 3 this prep?
I certainly think so. Look, I'm sounding a bit like a broken record, just tipping short favourites, but I think Will John, as you said, chasing 3 on the trot, first up maiden hurdle win, noting second place getter there, subsequently won over the jumps too. Went to Bendigo, knocked off Ine for Hay and Bud Fox on the flat. That's pretty good form. I think he just wins. Home by Midnight is the clear standout for second. He beat All Bar Out and Dreaming last time out. That horse was chasing 3 jumps wins on the trot. Look, he wouldn't surprise outside of those two. Karakaram coming off a last start win at Track and Trip, and Just You, another last start winner, was a big price. Next best, 2-1-4-6.
2-1-4-6 for Harry in the third. Race number 4 is the Kevin Lafferty, also over the 3,200 metres. No scratchings here in the fourth, and there's no surprises. The favourite once again for Maren Eustace is the 3, Saunter Boy, at $1.85. The 6, In A for Hayes, at $3.70, and the 5, Out and Dreaming, is at $5.50. Will they get another win on the board here, Maren Eustace, Harry?
They may. Well, they could. They could, definitely. I'm not knocking Saunter Boy. I think the top 4 in the market, you can make a genuine case for all 4 of them, and it's a race I'm really looking forward to. With that said, I'm actually quite keen on Ine for Hay. Went around as even money favourite last time out. Dislodged Tom Ryan at the second obstacle. He's won a jumps trial well in the interim, and prior to that forgivable situation last start, he was unbeaten over the jumps. And especially, we can get $3.70. I think that's the play here. Instigator at a price I can entertain. He's run into Saunter Boy 3 times, beaten him twice. I know Saunter Boy won the Australian hurdle well, but Instigator did lump 71 kilos when they met there. Saunter Boy, probably deservedly favourite. Just as I said, there's better prices about a couple of those others. And Out and Dreaming just keeps winning, and that's hard to knock. If you've been backing him, stick with him. 6-1-3-5.
6-1-3-5 for Harry there in race number 4. The 5th event on the program is the first leg of the Quaddie at Warrnambool this afternoon. It'll jump at 2:15. It's over the 34.50. Take out just the number 10 here in race 5. And the favourite for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott is the 2, Social Element, at $2.30. The 4, American in Paris for Simon Wilde, is at $2.70. And the 1, Alfie D, is at $5.50. Can you see any of the runners outside of that doing any damage here, Harry?
Outside, I've got those top 2 in the market as my top 2 on top. That's really bad English. But number 6, San Remo, comes through the same race as those top 2, fell early in the race, steeple trial in the interim. I think he's the value runner that you chuck into the Quaddie. I've got that horse in for third. As I said, Social Element and American in Paris fought it out last time. American in Paris was odds on. You probably would have thought you were home if you were on him, but Social Element just gobbled him up when they went to the flat towards the end of the race. Social Element was only second up there, so I'm happy to suggest there's room for improvement. Does meet American in Paris worse off at the weights, though. So 2 to beat 4, 6 into the Quaddie. And then number 1, Alfie D, New Zealand import. He sparks some interest. He's coming off a 644-day spell. Lumps 73 kilos, but jumps form from overseas is okay. If there's a market push, might be worth following. 2-4-6-1.
2-4-6-1 for Harry there in the 5th. Race number 6 is over the 34.50 again. The favourite here is the 2, Flying Agent, who's in flying form at the moment. He's $1.45 as we speak. The 4, the Dominator, is at $5. 1, Bit of a Lad, is at $6. And then you're looking at $12 the rest. No scratchings here in the 6, has.
Yeah, look, everybody loves Flying Agent, Matty. I think we can go one out in this leg of the Quaddie. He's won 3 on the trot. Last run was on the flat. Briley, winner before that, unbeaten at Track and Trip, ticks all the boxes. The market's rightfully firmly in his corner. I've seen Twitter, you know, everyone's excited to watch him go around here, and he just looks the winner. Bit of a Lad finished second to him in the Briley, is the class runner, hence the top weight. Look, Bit of a Lad's a good horse as well. I'm not knocking that. The Dominator did beat Home Flying Agent about a year back in a Pakenham chase, which must count for something. He's in the mix. The market seems to think so. And then Police Camp is just the best of the remaining runners. But Flying Agent, very exciting to watch today. 2-1-4-3.
Yeah, 2-1-4-3 for Harry there in the six, and we're looking forward to seeing Flying Agent in action. The only horse, a shorter quote than Flying Agent on the program today, comes up in the seventh, Harry. It's the one, Garen Piero for Lindsay Smith at $1.35. The four, Mark the Horse, is at $6. Five, Printmaker is at $6. And then you're looking at $10 the rest. You can take out the number three here in race number seven. Is $1.35 the right price for Garen Piero? He has.
Oh, it's pretty tight, Matty, and I don't have a good relationship with this horse. If you look at his...
I don't think many people do.
Yeah, his past results, 2-2-2, and I think I was on every time. I don't want to be taking the short odds. If there was a drift out later in the day, maybe. I concede he looks the most likely winner, comes through the best prior races, and has been competitive in them. He just doesn't win. I think he is better than this field, though. I'm putting Printmaker into my quaddie for insurance. Blinkers go on. He's best ridden forward for mine. Hopefully that's what they do. Mark the Horse was relatively unwanted in betting first up at Donald, around $10, led and wasn't run down. That was in a 0-58 grade race, though. Sublime Miss, I think, is the best of the rest, so gets a mention for fourth. But, I mean, in theory, the one should be winning. Five in the quaddy for insurance ahead of 4 and 6.
All right, so that's Harry's thoughts there in the seventh. A benchmark 58 to finish things off at the Bull this afternoon. It's over the 23.50. Takeout numbers 13 and 14. Favourite here is the 2, Fort Charles, at $2.50 for the inform Alex Ray. The 9, Darajon, is at $4.80. And the 10, Resolutions, is at $6. How do you bring us home at the Bull, Has?
I'm hoping, I mean, I could be clutching at straws here, Matty, but I'm hoping there's some value here. I'm going with number 3, Jimmy Secret. He's been freshened after a couple of solid efforts over the jumps. Prior to that, he ran second in a similar profile of race to this at Terrain. I think he maps really well. I also think best efforts would see him competitive. So at a bit of a price, which throughout the rest of the day we're lacking to find, he gets the nod. Fort Charles is the obvious danger. The market reflects that. Last start highweight maiden win here was solid. He's only lightly raced. The stable's in form. There's plenty of upside. I can see the horse ticks a lot of boxes. I understand the price. Periscope and Resolutions must have cases also. I'm chucking them in the quaddy too, but hopefully the 3 at somewhat of a price ahead of 2, 7 and 10.
Yeah, $8 the win, $2.50 the place, so nice each way. Hope they're in the last to bring us home. Has, just recap your best bet, your value and your quaddy for this afternoon's program at Warrnambool.
I'm making my best race 4, number 6, I know for Hay, because we can get a nice enough price in a competitive race. Value, as I said, race 8, number 3, Jimmy Secret, around that $8 quote. Quaddy, first leg, 2-4-6. Second leg will stand out, number 2, Flying Agent. Third leg, trim up with 1-5. Last leg, 2-3-7-10. I mentioned about rolling a couple of the shorties into an all-up. Pretty conservative, but all-up race 2, number 5, Norway, into race 3, number 2, Will John, get you around $2.70. I think that's fair.
I love it, Has. I love it. Don't go too far. Just go for maybe a short stroll, grab a cup of tea, have a stretch, because you'll be back in about 20 minutes from now to preview that Gundagai program, which has been moved to today as well.
Riveting stuff. Thanks, Matty.
Looking forward to it. There we go. That's Harry White's thoughts on Warrnambool this afternoon. It's 17 minutes past 10. Still plenty to get through on the program this morning. We'll get a tab update with Jared Daffy shortly. Plenty going on in the world of sport. We'll preview that meeting at Sportsbet Pakenham this afternoon as well with Trav Noonan. And then it's a big form express as well. Plenty of racing right around the country on this Sunday afternoon. It is 17 minutes past 10. We'll take a short break and we'll come back with plenty more on Sunday Central.